Thank you for coming along to America Weekend. Spending time with you, I'm Valerie Smaldone. I have a segment on the program, News You May Have Missed. Not headline news, not news that you must know about, but news that's interesting. News that is a conversation. News that you can share at a party. So let's get right to it. A couple of items to tell you about. First of all, this very beginning of this segment is about a vodka that's easier on your liver. How do you like that? Now, I'm fascinated. I've been pulled into this story. So, you know, if you like to drink and you like to enjoy vodka, there's a new vodka called Belian Vodka, the first commercially made alcohol with what is called NTX technology, a glycerin, mannitol, and potassium sorbate blend that is clinically proven to be easier on your liver. What they say is it reduces the damage that alcohol can cause to your DNA and your liver. This is a very specific kind of imbibing, isn't it? It's been tested for 10 years by the team that's been creating this. Human clinical trials were shown to reduce the harmful effects of alcohol by 93% on both the liver and DNA if you drink this particular vodka. Now, the brand Belian just launched in Nevada. It's currently available in only 15 states, and eventually it's going to be taken nationwide. So if you're going to be going to Vegas or any of these other 15 states, you can go to the product's website, you can find out about it, and let me know how it tastes and if you feel better about it too. And while we're talking about drinking, this is not alcoholic drinking, it's water. There is a company that's been working on creating drinking water out of the thin air in a specific bottle. So the inventor says it's because there are some parts of the world where there's not a lot of water, but there's humidity in the air, and this product can harness the humidity and create water. The designer is based in Vienna. The project is Fontus, F-O-N-T-U-S. It's been being worked on for a number of years. And he's looking, this gentleman who is the designer, Christoph Redazar, is looking for a crowdfunding effort to fund his pursuits here. And what he does is attaches the bottle to a bike. The airflow pulls vapor from the air and converts it to water via condensation. So it's really taking humidity that's already in the air and creating water out of it. So if you live in very dry places, there is still a little bit of humidity. There's no water to be had, then you're saved with this product. So sure, it's interesting. I mean, you have to have a bike to do it. So hopefully down the road, after he gets funded a little bit better, we can do without the bike. And finally, you may know that it's been Fashion Week in New York City. And this is when all the fashionistas come out and the designers come out and they're runway models and it's a lot of hoopla. Well, over this past weekend, a very famous deli created what is known as the fashion sandwich. And the deli is the Carnegie Deli. They made this sandwich that is enormous. It is supersized triple-decker sandwich made with the mountains of pastrami, turkey, Swiss, lettuce, tomato, onion, on what they're calling, quote, runway rye bread. The restaurant stated that if any model from Fashion Week could finish the entire $30 sandwich, it was on the house. So if you were to take a look at this picture, the thing is piled high, I don't know, 8 inches tall, 9 inches tall, a foot, it's enormous with all this stuff in it. Could you imagine these models who are super thin, probably eat a little bit of lettuce every day because you can't take much more if you're that thin, would never make it through this mountain of food. But sure enough, it's a great publicity stunt for the 79-year-old Midtown Manhattan deli that everybody knows about if you come to New York, the Carnegie Deli. And it would be interesting to see a model try to finish that mountain of food and get a free $30 sandwich, only in New York. Thanks for joining us on America Weekend. A pleasure to spend time with you. I'm Valerie Smaldone. America
Weekend. Welcome to American Biker Minute. When most people need a loading ramp, they go out and buy one.
When we needed a loading ramp, we went out and bought a board. Motorcycle loading ramps, steel or wood, which is better and why? Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. ABM needed a way to stuff our 10-foot long chopper into the back of our Chevy van. Went to Home Depot for a 12-foot long, 2-inch thick, 12-inch wide hunk of pressure-treated pine. The loading angle proved to be too steep, so we built a midpoint box and added another 3 feet of board. Total cost, $25. For two people, it's as easy as the steel ramp. Weighs less, easier to store, and we shaved $125 off the price of steel.
Thank you very much.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on 2 weeks.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
The average wedding costs over $28,000. How can you bring that cost down?
Do what Dave Kirpin and Caroline Fisher did. They sold sponsorships.
They're both huge baseball fans, so they got a minor league club to let them use their stadium as part of a special promotion.
The 8,000 fans at the game loved witnessing their nuptials. In total, they got 25 sponsors, including flowers from 1-800-Flowers, so the happy couple put together a $100,000 wedding that didn't cost them a single penny.
Before you spend your hard-earned money on a major event, think about how you might get a sponsor to say, I do. It leads to big success.
Find big success at biggsuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.